You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Quote for today.
Here's Michael Mann, a climate scientist at the University of Pennsylvania, on the recently announced retirement of one Myron Ebell, one of the nation's non-scientist science deniers. Quote here. Nobody has done more damage to the efforts to address the climate crisis before it's too late than Ebell. He has devoted his career to mortgaging the planet for future generations through his paid promotion of denial, delay, and dissembling. The damage has already been done, but he can't retire soon enough. His name will surely live in infamy. Close quote. Mr. Ebell could serve as the ideological climate change denier poster child, having for much of his career worked through, quote, free market nonprofit organizations, as well as being an advisor in the Bush 2 administration, and he led the Trump EPA transition team, continuously advocating abandoning environmental protections in favor of ever-expanding resource extraction. Organizations he has been part of have been supported financially by entities such as Koch Industries, American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, and American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. Over the course of his career, he has evolved from disputing whether the climate is changing, and as the evidence has become clear that it is changing, to denying that it's not much of a problem. So enjoy your retirement, Mr. Ebell. And for the rest of us, be assured that there is a whole passel of deniers stomping at the bit to get the EPA back into their hands come 2025.
Mythbuster time.
Electric vehicles seem to be under constant attack these days, and from some surprising sources. Climate alarm folks who are calling for a car-free society. Hard to see how we could ever get there given the layout of our cities and the vastness of our country. One of the myths is that you really aren't saving any emissions with EVs. Careful studies have shown this assertion to be false, but on the underpinnings of these kind of attacks is that because our energy system is fossil fuel-based, fossil fuel energy is required to produce EVs, and that makes the EV emissions picture darker than it would be if we had fossil fuel-free energy. See the clever trick? They attack EVs as not being that great for the environment because of their manufacturer energy source. The source they support is destructive to the environment. For me, it underscores the need to get to a clean energy system. In the meantime, here in the Northwest, where much of our energy is clean hydro, we can be assured that we're doing the environment a big favor by driving EVs.
Good news, bad news.
Bad news. It seems fossil fuel burning power plants and certain Republican-led states like the idea of shifting their fossil fuel pollution to neighboring states. The EPA has rules that require states and industries to limit the amount of fossil fuel pollution they produce that blows into neighboring states. Compliance with the standard would improve air quality with positive health impacts for millions of Americans, especially vulnerable groups like children and people with respiratory issues. And it's estimated to save over 1,000 premature deaths per year. The states of Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, along with electric power companies, are the key voices in a legal effort to overturn the rule. They argue that the rule is too costly and too complicated. What they don't say is clear. For them, it's easier and cheaper to pollute, and never mind about the sickness and death that pollution causes in the neighboring states. More bad news. In October, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, known as FERC, approved the expansion of GTN Express, a pipeline that carries gas from fracking fields in western Canada through Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and California. Here in Washington, as well as Oregon and California, we are working hard to limit greenhouse gas emissions, and now this from the feds. Their rationale, get ready, quoting, expansion is needed to meet growing consumer demand, close quote. Climate change? What climate change? State laws? What state laws? An appeal has been filed, decision, and likely court cases are pending. Nothing much to do in the meantime except watch and dread. So it does seem that there is more bad news on the climate front than new. Yes, and that's because we fail in so many ways in efforts to mitigate the change. failures based on self-industry from industry, ideological fanaticism from the deniers, and a pretty much ho-hum from the general public. So here's some good news. The Tacoma City Council recently revised the city's tree ordinance to, among other things, expand the city's tree canopy from the present 20% to 30%. Tacoma has the lowest tree canopy cover of any municipality around the Sound. The code hasn't been revised since 1927. The effort was strongly supported by Lowell Weiss and the Tacoma Tree Foundation. And even more good news, EV charging away from home has been a hassle. Now the Tesla model is taking hold. During the transition, there are going to be headaches for existing EV owners dealing with adapters, but we can do this. And that's your Climate 360.